Hey, good evening. It's Monday again, Monday, July 15, 2019. How are you? How's it going? How was your weekend? Hope you had a great weekend. I hope that was the notification that I have something to do here at this time. There's these, I don't, I'm gonna, I'm gonna go, I'm just gonna shave it. I'm tired of this nonsense. This flyaway hair just decides to do its own thing whenever it wants to do its own thing. So here we go. What are we talking about today? Well, today is Monday, and Monday is sports and leadership. And sports and leadership, we talk about, well, which is something dealing with in sports and the leadership behind that situation, that event, that individual, that situation, that tournament, that game, whatever. And in this case, we're talking about NFL. And like it says here in the notes, don't call it a comeback, but it technically kind of is. We're talking about Ryan Leaf. If you're a fan of NFL football, well, especially NFL football, not in the 2000s. There you go. You know who Ryan Leaf is. If you were big into football cards, you know who Ryan Leaf is. Ryan Leaf was the former number two overall draft pick for the San Diego Chargers in 1998. He he got a job. He got a job. See, he had some issues. He had some, well, he had after he had a 4-year career in the NFL, and then things just started breaking down. He spent 2 years in prison after being arrested in 2012 for breaking into a home in Montana to steal prescription drugs, and he violated his Texas probation. But you know what? That hasn't stopped him. He's actually started a foundation. He started working, turning his life around, and now ESPN has hired him to be a college football analyst for ESPN. So starting this fall, he'll be out there on TV, and he'll be out there on the XM radio, and he'll be doing, because he does work for the Pac-12 network. Last season, he has been co-hosting a show on the Sirius XM Pac-12 channel. So I don't know how that's going to fit into all of this with his ESPN, but ESPN does have a channel online. So kudos to Ryan Leaf. Kudos to Ryan Leaf. It's one of those, where are they now? But here's the situation. This guy, obviously messed up, and drugs became a situation for him. And drugs kind of took over his life and, well, did what drugs do to people. And it just doesn't do good in this case, especially when you abuse them and you become a slave to them. So that being said, he got a job. So he's been out of work. But he started his own foundation. I don't remember. Was it the Leaf Foundation? I forgot what it was called, but it was him. He's running it out of Houston, and he's going around motivational speaker, talking to those that need the talking to, and really just anybody that listens, especially the kids. They need to listen, folks. So if Ryan Leaf comes to your neighborhood, send the kids. Have them make them go. Don't just ask them to go. Make them go. So this guy was once a well he was a good quarterback. He was a really good quarterback. He was a number two draft pick, so he had obviously done something good when he was in Washington State, other than getting a bachelor's in journalism at the Murrow, Murrow, Murrow School at Washington State. I'm sorry, broadcast journalism degree. So he did all right. He's 43. And let's see what else. Leaf credits Fox NFL reporter Jay Glazer for supporting and mentoring him as he attempted to enter the business. Steve Cohen, vice president of sports programming at Sirius XM, for building a new show around him, and ESPN coordinating producer for college football Ed Placey for guiding him through the process with all the sports networks. So not too shabby, not too shabby. So I stand corrected. He now lives in Southern California. There we go. He now lives in Southern California. So kudos to him. So folks, what is the takeaway from this? What the takeaway is simple. You don't quit. You don't back down. You don't stop. You see what you want to do. You keep working for it. This guy got into the NFL because he worked for it. This guy became a number two draft pick because he worked for it. It's not that he didn't get number one. No, it's that he got drafted. I've never been drafted by the NFL. Never. He has. Okay, so he had his ups, he had his downs. He had his demons to deal with. We all have our demons to some level. We all have our demons, and if it's not for me to judge, it's not for you to judge, it's not for anybody to judge anybody's demons. These are our own demons, and we have to deal with them our own way. Ryan Leaf dealt with him his own way. So he got to work. He got to work. He put in the work. He did the work, and guess what? You know, he's got there, and he had some great people supporting him. So even though he's out there giving motivational speeches, and he's out there talking to people, and he's taking care of business, he, as a mentor, as a leader, still needs a mentor and a leader. That's the other takeaway from this. It doesn't matter who you are, what level you are, you always need a mentor. You always need somebody to look up to. You always need somebody to talk to. You always need someone to help guide you down the path you want to go, not the path they want you to take. That's not a mentor. That's a dictator. You need someone who's going to help you and push you and motivate you and inspire you and guide you to where you want to go, not where they think you should be. Because a lot of them, they think you should be beneath them. A lot of them, well, they think you should be not reaching your potential because it'll make them look bad. Because what will it say bad about them? They couldn't inspire you. They couldn't motivate you. But yet, you could motivate yourself. And you can find those mentors. And you can do it. That's the thing. As a leader, you have to do it. You not only have to lead, motivate, and inspire others, you also have to find the right person that's going to lead, motivate, and inspire you. And as you make more leaders, eventually they're going to see you as that individual, and so on and so on, and all the way down the line, ad infinitum, forever, forward, going forward. Can't go back and change the past. That's nonsense. Can't do that. He's not trying to change his past. He's not trying to get past, or he's moving beyond his prison time. He's moving beyond everything else he had. Now he's moving into the future. Because he didn't stop and dwell on the past. He didn't stop and him and ha and wonder why this is happening. You know, he's wondering what he could do from that. And that's how we need to look at things. What can we do to make ourselves better? The situation's it's going on around us, and people will typically say, oh, why is this happening to me? I've said it before in the past. Why is this happening to me? Until I've stopped saying it and start realizing, wait a minute. These are opportunities. These are now changes and opportunities for something new. And guess what? It's the same for you. Every day is a new opportunity for you. So make the best of it. Folks, I'm Dave Guerra. This is Let's Have a Chat for Monday, July 15, 2019, Sports and Leadership. And we're talking about the Ryan Leaf comeback. Good job, Ryan Leaf. And everyone else is out there fighting and struggling and hustling and grinding and trying to make it just like me, just like you, just like Ryan Leaf. You know what? If he can do it, we can do it. And you know what? We don't have to have a terrible story like his. We can make our own story. That's what we need, is to make our own story. So let's get out there and make it happen. Folks, I will talk to you tomorrow when we talk about leadership in the news. Until then, have a good evening and have a great Tuesday.